diverse, independent, yours. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That opening tune was one called Sunburst that was recorded in 1976 in Sydney, Australia, in the Channel 9 studios. I was playing banjo, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Colin Watson on the guitar, including that hot lick at the end, Alan James on bass, and I put in a little bit of dobro picking over the top of it. Original tune, I really liked the concept of using the detuners to go through minor chords, and the song Sunburst, is what it's called, was the result. I thought it was an appropriate start because we've had a real sunburst in Hamilton weather lately, and every day's been up to 28 degrees, which is pretty hot for us, and it was in fact getting a bit too hot for me, so we've had sunny weather, so we've had a real sunburst, so that was a great start. Let's listen to some interesting bluegrass from Mark Johnson and Emery Lester from the album Acoustic Vision. Emery Lester is, of course, a fine mandolin player, guitarist, singer, fiddle, acoustic bass, and he plays most of those things on this album. Mark Johnson is known for his clawgrass, which is sort of clawhammer style, but very melodic playing on the five-string banjo, and he is an absolute master at it, and together it makes a wonderful sound. And here they are doing a song called My Sally.
With my fiddle and bow, you'll be gone tomorrow. Hey, hey, cloudy day, no sun in the valley. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally. We woke up one fine day, we drove to the city. She found it a lovely place, but I saw nothing pretty. She stayed, I went, I always will regret it. Late at night, I see her smile, I never will forget it. Hey ho, rain and snow, dark down in the hollow. Play for you with my fiddle and bow, you'll be gone tomorrow. She wrote a letter short and sweet, saying all was well. I wrote her a letter saying that my life was hell. I begged her to return, I swallowed all my pride. I never heard another word, I guess she did decide. Hey, hey, cloudy day, no sun in the valley. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally. To be with her again. Hey ho, rain and snow, dark down in the hollow. Play for you with my fiddle and bow, you'll be gone tomorrow. Hey, hey, cloudy day, no sun in the valley. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally. Since she went away, I sure miss my Sally.
No, it's a very captivating sound, and the way that the clawhammer banjo just sort of rocks along in the background, picking out very clear notes, and Emerald Lester has a great voice and great mandolin style. Hope you enjoyed that. We might hear them on a little bit later in this show. You never know your luck on this show. Let's get on and play a track from the band, Virginia Band, Nothing Fancy, and... Mike Andes plays mandolin and sings a lot of the lead. James Cox plays bass. Jacob Flick plays banjo. Jacob Luzon plays the guitar. Chris Sexton the fiddle. And they all share in the vocals quite a lot in the band. They've written a lot of the songs on the album. The album's called Here We Go Again. And I've, of course, picked up a song called The Thought of Loving You from the band Nothing Fancy.
There is magic in the air anytime that you are near. It's like a dream I'm watching come true. I like the thought of loving you. I think about you all the time. I just can't get you off my mind. A simple walk on a Sunday afternoon. I like the thought of loving you. I like the thought of loving you. summer sun. You're the whisper in the breeze, a soft white cloud in a sky painted blue. I like the thought of loving you. I like the thought of loving you.
Reflective song, and I love playing banjo and things like that. It's just really nice. You got plenty of time, plenty of space in which to play some notes, just like the banjo player did there. And I think they did a great job of that song. Let's have a fiddle tune from Chad Manning from his album Chicken on a Rocket Ship. Chad Manning is a great fiddle player. I saw him at a concert in about 2013 in Berkeley in California, and it was a backyard concert, very enjoyable, just about 50 in the audience sitting around in a backyard watching these wonderful musicians, including Chad Manning and Jim Nunnally. I think Jody Stetcher was there, and can't quite recall who else was there, but he had this album, and I thought I'd better buy that album to remember the occasion, and not that that always works. And I'm going to play one of my favourite fiddle tunes, one called Back Up and Push. It's got David Grisman on mandolin, Jim Nunnally on guitar, and Chad Manning on fiddle, of course. Back Up and Push. Thank you. just love that. It's a wonderful fiddle tune and very good fun to play. Playing backup is more fun than playing the lead, I reckon, but they do a great job. Well, talking of Jim Nunley, he's in this next one too. The albums must have been stacked side by side. Dick Spruce and Jim Nunley did an album called Brothers at Heart in 2003, and it's an excellent album featuring mostly just their two guitars, some just instrumentals, some songs, and it's like two friends sitting around picking, which is exactly what it is. And we're going to hear their version of a Stanley Brothers song, Think of What You've Done. And it sounds like this.
Heart to heart, dear, how I need you, like the flowers need the dew. Loving you's been my life, dear, I can't believe we're really through. Is it true that I have lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and suffering, darling, think of what you've done. Virginia, where the mountains meet the sky, in those hills I learned to love you. There I'll stay until I die. Is it true that I have lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and suffering, darling, think of what you've done. How I need you, like the flowers need the dew. Loving you has been my life, dear, can't believe we're really through. Is it true that I have lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and suffering, darling, think of what you've done. Darling, think what you've done.
Oh, isn't that a great sound? Just the two of them sitting there. You can imagine them sitting face to face with a microphone each on their voices, a microphone on the guitars, pretty nice microphones, and set up and just picking away until they got the real feel of the song, and then they just put it into action. Wonderful music. I hope you really enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've lived in Hamilton for most of my life, apart from a few years spent in Sydney, Australia, and travelling around Australia playing music. And I've loved bluegrass music since I was about 16 years old and heard Flatten Scruggs play the Beverly Hillbillies theme and thought, that's how I want to learn to play banjo. And it kicked off a whole bunch of stuff, didn't it? I really enjoy playing records from my record collection and CDs from my CD collection, and that's what this show is all about. I don't keep up with the latest trends in bluegrass music. It's really just what my association with the music is and the artists who I particularly enjoy and what's on my shelves, and I hope you like my taste. I treat this show as though you're standing beside me and I pull a CD off the shelf and say, hey, you might like these guys. They sound interesting, you know, or they're really good at harmony, or they have some interesting tunes, or this is what I don't like in bluegrass music. There's a few of those. And anyway, that's the show. Thank you very much for listening to it, tuning in. We're going to get into some more bluegrass very soon, but I just need to do a shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. I had a lovely letter from someone up in Duluth, Minnesota, where it's very cold at present, and as we're going into summer and having sunbursts every day, I felt sorry for them, but they probably feel sorry for us. Maybe they like the cold, but they listen on the podcast of bluegrass music. So thank you very much up in Duluth, Minnesota. I am all the other people who tune in on podcasts, thanks very much for that too. We're going to hear from Raymond McLean now, part of the well-known McLean family for a couple of decades, together with his dad and his sister and another brother. They toured as a McLean family and took bluegrass to many different countries of the world. And then Raymond is somewhat of a scholar, and he's spent all his life promoting bluegrass music. This album was originally released in 1994. He's got his brother Michael playing, his sister Ruth. He's got Mike Stevens, Glenn Duncan, and Jim and Jesse McReynolds there. And he brings a wonderful energy to the music. And I'm going to play a track which is an absolute basic track for bluegrass. It's called Bowl Them Cabbage Down. And it's just a regular sequence, you know, G, C, G, D, bloody blah, right through. And he puts more words into the song than you ever heard, and he's got a wonderful feel to it. So let's listen to Raymond McLean playing Bowl Them Cabbage Down. Oh, there's so much energy in that they... That's the way it should sound, and it really is, and I love that approach to it. We learned that song very early on from the next album that I'm going to play for you, one of the most influential albums I got, and we had to learn all our music from albums, of course, because there was no live bluegrass around Hamilton in the mid-1960s, and it was an album called Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, and it was one that was recorded, edited, annotated by Mike Seeger, and we later got to know Mike Seeger very well. And the album was very influential, lots of songs, and we learnt lots of those songs too before we started getting into sort of other bands that were playing. And I've picked a song from that album, Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys, and I liked everything they did on the Mountain Music Bluegrass Style album, but I never really got to follow Bob Baker with his music, and I really liked his approach. And here they are doing a song called Little Willie.
Neighbors, I'd like to say that this is about one of the oldest songs that I can possibly remember. It was taught to me a long time ago by my mother when I was a little small boy. We hope you enjoy some of the words to it. The title of the song is Little Willie.
Just a real old-timey ballad, wasn't it? I know Mike Seeger particularly loved those sort of songs. And that was